The Office of Audit Services is the largest civilian audit organization in the federal government. Its Deputy Inspector General is Gloria Jorman. Welcome, Gloria. You lead some 600-plus auditors. Talk about the issue on everyone's mind, the Affordable Care Act. How do you plan to do oversight?
Well, Roberta, we actually have a strategic approach in HHS OIG for this work, where we're focusing on areas initially of highest risk. And those areas include looking at the payment accuracy. We're also looking at enrollment eligibility. We're looking at contract management issues, security issues. We have other work that relates to grants that under the Affordable Care Act and additional work in the Medicaid area.
And what type of work are you required to do, required by Congress?
We actually have a report that's required by July 1st, where we'll be reporting on the effectiveness of the procedures and safeguards to prevent the enrollment of inaccurate or fraudulent applicants into the health plans that are part of the marketplaces.
What type of coordination, given this big picture, what type of coordination do you have to do with other federal agencies?
It involves a lot of coordination because, as you can imagine, there are several other auditors who are also doing work in this area, including GAO, IRS auditors, and most of the state auditors are doing work in this area. So we coordinate closely with them to make sure our work complements each other and is overall very comprehensive.
In the intro, Joanne Chiatti mentioned improper payments as one of our key goals. Tell us about that audit work.
We do a lot of work related to improper payments here at HHS. For one thing, the department has the largest number of reported improper payments in the federal government, over $65 billion, which is over half of the reported improper payments government-wide. So it's very important that we're working closely with the department to have recommendations to help reduce that number.
HHS is also the largest grant-making organization in the federal government, awarding over 78,000 grants last year, totaling more than $340 billion. This has to be a huge area of your oversight work.
Yes, it is. We do a lot of work related to grants oversight also. As I mentioned, we're doing work on the Affordable Care Act grants, but we're also doing work on grants that were made related to Hurricane Sandy, where there's grant money that went to Head Start, mental health services. Our overall interest in doing this oversight work of grants is to make sure that the money went to the right people and is being spent properly.
HHS also awards a large number of contracts, over $19 billion in 2013. What are your oversight plans for contracts?
Our oversight plans for contracts is we're also doing work in that area related to the Affordable Care Act, where we're looking at contractor performance and management. We're looking at what should have happened, what did happen, and what are some of the lessons learned related to contract management and performance.
What about Medicare oversight? What would you be highlighting in the year ahead?
Medicare, as you can imagine, is a large area of our work. We are continuing to do work related to hospital compliance like we did in 2013, and we're also doing compliance work at home health agencies. And those are just a couple of examples of the work we're doing in that area.
And with the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, what are you looking out for there?
In the Medicaid area, as in past years, we do a lot of oversight work related to Medicaid, and we'll continue to do that. We will be doing additional oversight because of the impact of the Affordable Care Act. But some of the work that we do in the Medicaid area we'll be doing in 2014 includes looking at state drawdowns to make sure the amount drawn down can be compared to how much was spent by the states. And we're also looking at whether rebates have been collected by the states related to the pharmaceutical administered drugs.
Thank you, Gloria, for this little glimpse of your audit work priorities. You and your auditors are going to have a very busy year ahead.
Thank you, Roberta.